Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Mets and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second, the center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting seventh, the catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Roger Craig. Pitching for the New York Mets, Roger Craig. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second, the center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third, the right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Gibben. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibben. And now, play ball. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell juggles the ball. That's an error on Stargell. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Cannell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cannell. Stargell moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stargell moves to third. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman has Stargell trapped. There's the throw to Sherry and back to Hickman, who tags Stargell for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Mazeroski applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lynch. Cannell reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Gibbon. Cannell moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cannell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness strikes out. Two outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran takes first base on ball 4. Sherry moves to second. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 1 in the game. Craig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christopher moves to second. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thomas is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christopher scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Tommy Sisk. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Earl Francis now pitching. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sherry takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roger Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig is 0 for 2 in the game. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moran moves to second. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemente for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Cannell is chasing the ball. Stargell rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Earl Francis. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Al McBean now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cannell takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Pagliarani and he is out, Schofield applying the tag. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearnerth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verdun moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-3 in the game. Harkness hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duke Snider pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harkness moves to third. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Al Moran. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bailey. Harkness scores. Snider goes all the way around to score. Gonder moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gonder scores. It's 7-3, Mets. Harvey Haddock's now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Christopher hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bearnerth moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Bearnerth moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Jesse Gonder now catching. Ted Schreiber now playing shortstop. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harkness settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schreiber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Pirates 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schreiber hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bernerth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mota moves to second. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Verdun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mota scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 7-4, Mets. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hickman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.